From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is Innovation on Dakota Midday for Friday, September 14th, 2012. I'm Kara Hetland, and today we're broadcasting from the Plain Green Conference at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls. Today on the program, we'll meet an architect and learn about pocket neighborhoods. We'll also talk with an educator about urban farming, and we'll discuss energy audits. We'll also hear more about the Plain Green Conference itself and how it has grown over the years. That's all ahead this hour on Innovation, live from the Plain Green Conference. First, this news. Welcome to Innovation on Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland, and we are live from the Orpheum Theater in downtown Sioux Falls at the Plain Green Conference. This is our fifth year broadcasting from here. Fifth year of the Plain Green Conference, second year live from the Orpheum Theater. And joining me now is Matt Hine. He is an energy engineer with BTU Engineering, and you conduct energy audits. Is that right?
Yes, exactly right.
Okay, well, welcome to the program. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with an energy audit. What is it?
What is an energy audit is always a good question, because there's two words there in energy audit. Energy, people get that. And most people understand what energy is. Audit, that's scary. Nobody wants to be audited. But what I'm here to talk about today is the value associated with that audit, in that energy audits will reveal what you are doing in your current situation and what you can be doing by making improvements to your building, to your systems, or even to, in a manufacturing facility, how you do something, increasing productivity.
Is it more for businesses or for homes, or both?
We're pretty open to anyone that is looking for an energy audit. Energy audits come by a variety of different names. One of the things I'll address in the presentation as well, but it also isn't some other things. So when we do energy audits, we tend to tailor a specific type of energy audit for residential or commercial. And then within commercial, of course, we'll have different requirements. So buildings within the state need LEED Silver. So we might come in before they start construction and talk about energy auditing the plans for the building. So we come in and say, if your goal is to obtain a building with this high performance, here's how you could do it. And then we can also come into an existing building. An office would be a good case of that, where the owner of the building will likely be the tenant and say, our utility bills are too high, what can we do? And we'll come in and look at everything. So we go through all of the systems in the building and find the most cost-effective way to save on utility bills, save money, in effect.
And is this, and in return then, save energy?
Yes, right. So we're saving money through saving energy. We tend to focus on the fact that we're saving you money, because we do charge a small fee for doing our energy audits.
But is this just like coming up with how to better insulate, or have, you know, a better air handling system, or?
This isn't just anything. When we walk into, so we're a professional engineering consulting company, so we all hold master's degrees in mechanical engineering. This is our specialty, what we do. So we don't have worksheets or forms that we walk into. A lot of people are surprised. They see us walk in with a blank tablet, and then we just spend an entire day with that company looking at everything they do. And we write pages and pages and pages of notes, and then we come back and say, you spend $100,000 a year on electricity. We found a little bit of savings. It's only like $50,000 worth of savings. We hope that's okay. So that might be an extreme example. 50% energy savings would be a really deep retrofit. But that's not impossible for us to do, especially if our clients are looking at doing something like that.
What's the difference between, an older building and one being constructed and in how you give energy tips?
Well, certainly cost is going to come into effect. And I'm hoping today, talking with our construction contractors, builders, and designers, we can really address some of the 100-year costs or lifetime costs, in that if a building hasn't been built, we can look at the walls, the ceiling, the flooring, the entire structure of the building, the ductwork, the lighting systems. When we have an existing building, then we'll talk about retrofits. There are some things like wall insulation that, unless there's a remodel planned, it's unlikely that we're going to recommend changing wall insulation, simply because it'll be so expensive to do. It'll take a long time to pay back. In a new building, that might be something that we do recommend that they look at. But we always give a list of a number of options, detail out how they'll be done, what they can expect for returns, and what our recommendation would be that they do. And we pride ourselves on the ability to do third-party verification, in that we don't sell anything. You're buying our expertise when you hire BTU Engineering. We don't sell HVAC systems. We don't sell insulation. We don't do any of that. Someone that sells you windows is probably going to increase your efficiency by getting you better windows. Since we don't sell anything, we only find the best way to do it, and that's all we know how to do.
The best way.
Yes.
The most efficient way.
Yes, the most efficient way, absolutely.
So you'd say buy this kind of window, or you can save money and choose how much you save by what kind of windows you buy?
We will typically recommend a specification for a window. And then if asked, we can say, well, these are some people that provide that type of window. The same with HVAC equipment. We may specify a certain performance for an air source heat pump, but we won't tell you which company to buy that air source heat pump from. If you say, okay, I buy into this, the returns look excellent on it, where do I go get one? How do I get started? We do know people in industry, so we can provide recommendations, but the report you get is always based on some specification of this performing system. This level of performance within a system is going to give you the best balance between energy savings and initial cost. So that'll be your return on investment. We always try and maximize that. We also prioritize our things so that the lowest cost, highest benefit thing is first. And what's great about that is we can start to develop a snowball, where if you just do that first thing, that one thing, you get to see the high energy savings, reap the financial benefits of doing it, and that'll help give you the capital, more than likely, to do the next one. And then the next one, and the next one. And pretty soon you've done the entire list, and you're ready to come back to us and talk about, all right, I'd really like to take this to the next level. This is working great. How do I take it to the next level?
And do you recommend that next level, or is that to come back in later?
Well, that's always a conversation with the business owner. A lot of times, once we do... We have a tremendous amount of referral business, so I think that reflects that we do pretty good work, in that if we work with something, odds are we will work with them in the future on their future projects.
What kind of state regulations, city ordinances, those kinds of things that you have to take into effect when you're doing this?
Essentially all of them.
All of them.
That'll be a portion of my conversation as well, is there are a lot of technical requirements that we have to consider. Of course, we'll always put in a clause that you have to make sure whatever you're doing is legal, but for the most part, we can eliminate any options that will be difficult. So renewable energy, specifically wind energy here in South Dakota, is one of the things that I look at quite a bit. So I have to be aware of any restrictions by the county or the municipality, height restrictions. We'll go so far as to challenge a height restriction if necessary, to say, well, why is that restriction there? Is it necessary? we work as much as we can for our clients. We always want to, again, do what's best for them. So,
too much regulation or not quite enough? Depending?
In South Dakota specifically, the energy code, the regulations for buildings are primarily voluntary, with the exception of state buildings that need to obtain LEED Silver. Too much? I wouldn't say so. Again, we have to realize that there's tremendous value within this. So, excuse me, a bit of a sore
throat. That's all right.
So if we take an example, if we have a $200,000 home, a really nice home, but we've cut a few corners in doing the construction to keep the costs low, so it's not as efficient as it should be. What I'm hoping to convey today is, in fact, what we should do is spend another $20,000 on the construction, make that $200,000 home a $220,000 home. Well, what's the effect of that? You could see a couple hundred dollars worth of efficiency increases every single month. Well, now you need a bigger mortgage, right? But what's the effect on your mortgage? About $100, maybe $130 or so, depending on your mortgage arrangement. So month by month, from the beginning that that house is being used, the more efficient house will always be more cost effective. It's a more expensive house on the upfront, but it's a better house. And I think people are starting to look for that. They want a better house with higher comfort, and certainly sustained resale value. So you don't want houses that have problems. And the same is true in commercial real estate as well, so commercial buildings. And certainly business owners want to have that prioritized list that we provide of, well, we have a dozen different ideas of our own, but we really have no idea of knowing which one we should do. And that's where we come in. We apply numbers, building science, basic fundamental engineering to give the business owner the numbers associated with those options so they know which ones to do first. Sometimes our biggest contribution to especially a business owner is telling them not to do something. They may have a $30,000 renovation planned, of which half of it is tied up into something that they perceive as being energy efficient good. And we come in and say, actually, that's probably going to cause a lot of problems for you and a lot of rework. And you really don't need that anyway, do you? You were just trying to reach for something. So right in there, before they spent a penny, they've saved $15,000 in our made-up example here. So a lot of times we can save a lot of money before a project is ever done by simply saying, what are your goals? Here is the best way to accomplish that.
So your audience today is mostly construction companies? Construction.
I anticipate that the bulk of the audience is going to be the people that are physically building buildings or designing buildings. Certainly a homeowner or business owner would be very comfortable in the conversation, because I want to convey the value associated with an energy audit versus what we hear all the time are different ratings. So you get a number and people go, I had an assessor, a rater, a verifier, a so on so forth, a certified someone come in and all they gave me was a number. I don't know what to do. Is that a good number, a bad
yeah,
number?
Right. What does it mean?
Fits here on the scale, but what does that mean? So an energy audit, we give you numbers, we do benchmarks, things like that, but we tell you how to do better.
Okay. Matt, I want to thank you for squeezing us in right before your talk, which is in less than 10 minutes. So
less than 10 minutes.
I've kind of gone over my promise, but thank you very much for coming on the program today and talking with us.
I appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Matthew Hine is an energy engineer with BTU in South Dakota. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the Plain Green Conference here at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Sioux Falls. You're listening to Innovation on South Dakota Public Broadcasting.